It's not a tumor.
Was she a great big fat person?
They mostly come at night. Mostly.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Montucky Skies.
Hey, welcome to Montucky Skies, episode 142.
Two. 142.
142. I'm Biggs.
I'm Adrian.
I'm Brent.
Take three, everybody.
And I'm still Brandon.
He's still Brandon. Also still Zeus, right? No.
Zool.
Yeah. So we totally fucked it up. I totally fucked it up earlier. I was recording the wrong thing. I will not put out an inferior product anymore.
We're getting tired of hearing that.
Yeah. So I went and fixed it. We are good. You're only getting one episode this week. Fuck y'all. We reviewed 300. You're going to have to see the movie for yourself. All right, really quick. Brandon, you like it?
Loved it.
Great. Now I can put it in the tags. Okay. So what's still going on, guys?
Well, I just thought of something that was real good. You probably won't know. So I don't know if we talked about it in the last show or not like that. But I'm going to be a dad again. And I was at work today thinking, you know, there's a, not that I have any negative thoughts about it. It's great having a kid. It's going to be awesome.
Keep telling yourself that.
One of the most awesome parts about it is that for the next 9 months, I don't have to pull out.
Not only do you not have to pull out, you're not going to have any money.
Well, if I'm not going to have any money, I at least be able to leave it in.
Adrian, I want you to write a list of the five things that you want the most in this world. And then I want you to tear up that fucking list because you're having a third kid, dude.
I know.
Bury that deep.
I'm just glad that we got the house when we did. And we're not trying to get the house after... In the middle of trying to, that's the whole thing with the car, that we're gonna have to get a van, and that's freaking me out.
You can get a piece of shit van. Well, no, you can't. You're a dad. You're fucked.
Yeah. We were talking today about where we get money to buy a van and stuff, and we're like, well, we could do this, we could do that, and we're like, we'll just trade in the Jetta because the Jetta's too small. We can't. We have a hard time fitting in it now. So there's no way we could put three car seats in the back seat. And she's like, well, we'll sell the Jetta. I bet we can get $4,500 for it. It's a diesel. It's in decent shape. It gets 50 miles to the gallon-ish, 45 probably right now. And I'm trying to tell my wife, I'm like, we're not going to get $4,500.
How much did you pay for it?
I think she bought it. She had it before we were married. I think she paid 12 for it.
12 grand?
Yeah. It's a 2000.
Oh.
She didn't get it brand new. She bought it used.
Right. But I mean, like, yeah.
Right. That's... So she's looked up on the blue book and it says 45. And I'm like, no. You're not reading it thoroughly. 45 is best expectation. Car is in mint condition. Everything's running perfectly. There's nothing wrong. The interior is beautiful. Everything, like, it's a brand new car.
Nobody's gonna pay blue book.
No one's gonna pay blue book for it. And I said, we have
that's
especially when you go to the trade in.
Yeah,
that's where you start the negotiation is the blue book.
And we have one big problem with both of our cars. The check engine lights are on in both of them, and we've taken them to our. We have a Volkswagen and a Volvo. We've taken them to our Volkswagen mechanic, who's certified in Germany. From Volkswagen to work on Volkswagens. He ran a diagnostic on both cars because he does imports. So he does the Volvos too. And he goes, here's the deal. He goes, I ran a diagnostic on both your cars and there's nothing wrong with either one of these cars. They run fine. Everything's running smoothly. Well, what's the deal with the check engine light? He goes, both of these companies, he goes, with every company, I'm assuming newer cars. He goes, your check engine light is triggered when you hit a certain mileage. It's going to come on regardless because the company says this is about the time of your mileage when you're going to need some tune-ups or some work checked out on your engine to make sure things are going well. He goes, I can turn off your lights, but they're going to come back on in about a week. He goes, I can't turn them off permanently. You have to take them to the dealership.
So what you do is when you're ready to sell them, you turn that shit off.
Well, no, I can't do that because then you sell it, and a week later that comes up on the person. I'd be a dick. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but then they take it to the fucking Volkswagen dealer, and he tells you the same thing.
Well, there's no Volkswagen dealer in town. There's no Volvo dealer in town.
You tell the mechanic. I don't know.
But anyways, I was trying to tell him. I was like, we're not going to be able to sell these cars with a check engine light on. I wouldn't buy a car that had a check engine light on. And I was like, and here's what gets us is in order to get these lights taken off, we have to go to Billings and Bozeman to the two different dealerships to take the cars in for an appointment to get the lights turned off. But they don't turn off your lights. They say, the lights are on for a reason. We'll find out what's wrong. But there's nothing wrong. Right. They're going to say there's something wrong.
You're going to burn a $500
bill. Exactly. Just to get lights turned off. And they won't turn them off if we don't let them fix what they say is wrong. The law says they can't turn them off because there's something wrong. So my idea is that sometime this summer or before the baby gets here in November time sometime.
Please involve a heist.
I'm going to wait for one of those push, pull, and drags where you're guaranteed at least $2,000 for your trade-in. And just try to trade in on something that's not.
The worst part
new.
About those push, pull, and drags is like they usually have the worst car dealership in town puts those on. Yeah. Like, I know there's one in town, and I don't really want to talk about it. But like, we went around when we bought my wife's truck. Like, we had about $5,000 to spend on a car, and we wanted to get an SUV, and we went all over town. Most people are pretty. We're like, well, we looked at a couple ones here, and we're like, oh, well, we can. And we went into this one, and it's by Kmart, if you know where that is.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And they're notorious for the push, pull, and drag sales.
Right there by the post office.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't have anything cheaper than like $5,000.
They're like, well, we can set you up on a monthly payment. And I'm like, we don't want payments. We have cash to spend. We want to write a check, and we want to own this vehicle today. And, like, they had nothing they wanted to do with us after that. Or, like, they wanted to put us in a lease or, you know.
Well, that's how they make their money.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off.
Yeah, I had a similar bad experience with them. And then I wound up going through Craigslist and getting a car that runs just.
You know, now, I might be talking about the same place you're talking about, but I think I'm not. I think
they
I'm
always
not.
Have the gorilla pop up. Like,
that's not what. No, I know what you're talking about. I know, you're talking right there by the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the other side of the street, in between the Chevy and there is that.
Those places are fine,
but there's that PMI.
Yeah,
is that an all right place? I mean, it's owned by Placer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we went by there and drove through their parking lot today because I can't afford anything in that Chevy dealership or anything in the other dealership, you know. But we went and drove through there, and they had three minivans in there. I mean, they're Pontiacs, so I don't. I mean,
you might want to check out like Cabs Auto. That might be up your price range. Like,
these ones were $2,900 for one of those vans. The other one was like $32, and then they had one that was like $4, but it had like the fold down DVD players and stuff that we don't need.
Yeah,
I mean, we have the kind.
You
of...
You don't think you need now?
No, we have.
When I was a kid, we had DVD players. It was called the fucking window.
They were called coloring books. We have the kind that you can just Velcro to the back seat of
Which,
the driver's
by
seat.
By the way, when you talk about the coloring books, I don't have a DVD screen, but I really feel like it would probably save the money from everything that the crayons and pens destroy.
But yeah, so we're just kind of wondering where we're gonna get the money to do that, and then I wasn't able to get a dog because the fence cost too much money. So now we're not gonna do. So now we're not gonna get a dog. We're not gonna get the fence. We're not gonna get a dog. We were gonna try to landscape the backyard, but now the plan has gotten down to landscaping about a 20 by 40.
rectangle of
it's
grass.
It's going to be a flower pot on the stairs by the time you're
done. we're getting a swing set and a playhouse.
You're
going
to have to mortgage those stairs.
To put on the grass right there. So I don't know. It's just going to be interesting. I'm losing my studio room, which probably means I'm going to have a few instruments for sale. So anybody listening, go on to Facebook, Montucky Skies, and let me know if you're interested in buying some instruments.
Yeah.
I got a guitar and a mandolin I could get rid of.
I'm so sorry.
That's
I don't mean to laugh. It's just that I got
two guitars.
I got four kids. I know how it is, dude. I know how it is.
I don't know how it is. Don't have children, never will. It's great.
Yeah, right. It's easy to say now.
No, I mean, if I marry Kat, she's already fixed.
It's not that funny. If you marry Kat, she's already fixed. Little spade neutering joke.
There's always divorces and affairs, dude. Or that moment where she's like, I just heard that there's a surgery I could get my tubes untied. Or that moment where she's like, I think we rushed into this. We should adopt.
I think you poked me so hard, you broke the tie on the tubes.
Or there's going to be like a nephew, like she'll lose a sister. And then like all of a sudden you're in a sitcom because you got like two nephews, two wacky nephews. Yeah.
Well, two wacky
with
nephews.
With parents who never wanted kids.
With one dick uncle.
Yeah, Brandon was just talking about having to discipline a nephew in a store. Dude, I'm the biggest dick uncle too, actually.
Do you know what sucks is like when you have that nephew and like you know their mother and father, or it's, you know the parent that's directly related to that kid, and you're watching this kid behave and you're like, I know these people. They allow this to happen?
Yeah.
What is going... No. I don't ever want to get a weird look from them again about me saying something to my kid ever. Because this is horrible. Horrible. And it's like behavior you know that it's allowed to happen. It's not like it is due at one time. Like, this is practice behavior. I mean, this is like something you do when this situation comes up. You act this way. It's just like, oh.
The funny part about that is we were talking on the deck earlier about disciplining kids, and I brought up my nephew. All of my sister-in-law's kids refer to my wife as Mean Aunt Jessie. It's three words, Mean Aunt Jessie. And I'm pretty sure I'm Mean Uncle Brandon too, so. I just haven't heard
just
that
not
directly.
Not in front of you because you'll beat them.
Damn right, I'm Mean
He doesn't
Uncle
have
Brandon.
A walking stick, but he carries one around to beat children with.
I don't need it. I want it.
Why are you doing this? Because I'm mean.
Yeah, every Christmas.
And your uncle.
Every Christmas I show up with like this giant hickory stick. Just start looking around the room like,
who's getting it today?
Who gets it first?
As your uncle, the law requires me to beat you about once a week. To belittle your dreams. To tell you you'll never become anything.
Put that shit in check, yo.
I'm doing this to help you. You'll see in the end.
By the way, speaking of uncles, I got to ask this. Are you guys all I know you are, Brandon. Are you too familiar with DuckTales?
Yeah. That show? Yeah. Uncle Scrooge?
Okay. Like, here's
Scrooge
the
McDuck?
Deal. Okay, Huey, Dewey, Best and Louie, Uncle. Right? Stay with Uncle Donald, like Donald Duck, right? And then he goes into the Navy, so they go with Uncle Scrooge. What the fuck happened to their parents? Is nobody fucking Disney?
Oh, they were in a car accident. They were in a car accident.
Was that one of the?
I don't know. That's just usually
the wacky. It was one of the wacky cartoons where like Goofy's like, "Who? Let me take the wheel!" Like, and he's drinking. He's drinking a beer and like kills Huey, Dewey, and Louie's parents.
Well, they are ducks and they're good eating.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Is this what started Duck Dynasty?
You know what I'm thinking is that DuckTales has to have been a prequel then to all the other Disney cartoons ever.
Why?
Because if Donald was only just going in the Navy and that's why they're with him, there's no reason for him to be wearing that suit other than he came out of the Navy.
Maybe it was that he's like taking a tour in the Navy, or maybe DuckTales. Well, maybe DuckTales is a prequel. It's hard to say, dude.
Maybe it was just a lifestyle choice. He came out of the closet.
He was really, really into
the Village Peel.
Yeah, the Village
Peel. He was really, really into pantless outfits. That's what he was really into.
By the way, it's one
chaps if you were a duck though, because you got that little tail in the back.
Yeah. And by the way, it's one thing to be into pantsless outfits. It's another thing.
Assless chaps are too constricting for him.
It's another thing altogether to dress your three like nephews in fucking pantsless outfits on top of it. Like that's fucked up, dude.
They come home from school, right? Ha 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 ha. In this house, we take our pants off at the door.
And by the way, when did DuckTales take the turn? Like you had Goofy was like the lovable, like goofy fucking like character, right? And you had Pluto was like the loyal neighbor of Mickey Mouse. When did they make the turn, like around DuckTales, where they're just like, nope, every dog is a criminal. If you see a dog, he's wearing a fucking mask and he's robbing shit and he's up to no good.
When was the last time you saw someone jump off a 10-foot wall into a pile of coins and they didn't break every bone in their body?
I've never seen that.
Yet. Well, I'm telling you, if you did, that's what would happen. I guarantee
if you YouTube it, somebody's done it, right?
And they've hurt themselves.
Somebody
too.
Had to have done it.
And they've hurt themselves because it's a solid mass. It's made out of many several
a solid mass
things,
of metal.
I need to jump.
It's not a liquid. It's a
head first. Right into
and he
it.
Always spits out coins at the end. I'm like, that is fucking nasty, dude. What is
coins
wrong
are the
with
dirtiest
you?
Things on the planet. He's just taking a bath at them, sucking on them. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's no good.
He can't even afford pants. Uncle Scrooge's got the biggest hat you ever seen. No pants. He's got a tie, a velvet jacket. And no pants.
Let's talk about
the... And have you ever seen them, too, that they have, like, no pants, but they still have, like, the buckle, like, for a shoe type of a thing on their foot?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's the pants?
And what's with the consistency of that shit, too? Like, Uncle Scrooge, like you said, too cheap to buy pants. Like, too cheap to do anything. Like, they establish that over and over again. Lives in a fucking mansion. Lives in a mansion that he don't need.
Maybe
he
that's
this
why
giant
he
mansion that he
mansion.
Doesn't need.
He doesn't buy pants.
He doesn't buy pants. He
saved like a
saved millions
of
dollars
lifetime.
On pants.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay. So at times,
a cop pulls him over in a car Uncle driving Scrooge. With the nephews. He's like, "So, sir, I am going to need you to find out why you don't have pants on." He goes, "I have 10 reasons why I don't have pants on, sir."
Okay, we're gonna do a twist on the podcast here. We're gonna turn this into a trivia segment. All right. You guys ready? We'll all do a trivia question we can remember, all right? Okay. At times Uncle Scrooge is the richest duck in the world. Who is the next richest or at other times the richest duck in the world?
Donald.
Nope.
Daffy.
No. Does anybody remember?
There was like
one of the Mighty Ducks.
I will give you a hint in that this dude
it was
is
like a rival.
So, yeah, a rival.
Duck.
And no, not Darkwing Duck. And he is so such a ripoff of Andrew Carnegie. Like the way he dresses and everything. Like he's a ripoff of Andrew Carnegie.
Carnegie Duck.
No.
Oh.
Flint Heart Glum Gold.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I had to watch some of them with my kids because I thought I was under the mistaken impression it was still a good show.
No, it never was. I remember I was too old.
It was great when I was a kid, though.
I was too old to watch it, but I had nephews and nieces that watched it when I was in the house with them. And so I know the song, and I never sat down and watched it.
But a hurricane.
What was the other one? There was another, like, a related show they watched.
With the bear who flew the plane.
Tailspin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They used to watch that, too. And then Pokemon. And I. When I was a kid, the cartoon was Voltron. Voltron was the best.
Voltron was fucking shitty anime. You would hate Voltron if you watched it.
It
now.
Was five lions that turned into a robot that killed decapitated Robo Beast.
How's that not anime?
It's not. It is.
That's what I'm saying. Totally if anime. You watch that now, you would hate it.
Well, I was 11.
That's my point. Like, Netflix is ruining my childhood. I talked about this last episode.
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't hold up very well. No,
nothing in my childhood holds up except for G.I. Joe.
I always... No, wait, no. I was just going to say that because I used to run home from school to watch G.I. Joe in fourth grade, too. And I watched it again, like, recently.
It's great for different reasons. It's just hilarious now. It's hilarious when you notice there's, like, lasers everywhere and they hit people, but there's only two things. There's only three things that happen when you fire a laser. One, which happens, like, 99% of the time, you miss. Two, you hit the dude in the arm and they got to put a bandage on. Or three, they go into a coma. That's it.
There are
the very, very rare.
Cobra and Joe are the worst military groups ever assembled. They have never killed anybody. Everybody gets injured and comes back out to fight again.
They killed Serpentor.
No, they did not. Are you talking the newer cartoons? We're talking the original.
No, didn't they kill him in the movie or something?
No, they
killed no
I'm
one.
I'm about to drop some knowledge on you, yo, about G.I. Joe the movie.
He said, Cobra first of Commander, all, let me just say that he Cobra said Commander. He pulled Serpentor out of his ass. He's the guy with the cobra head, right? Like it was a gold cobra hood head thing. Yeah, I know you're talking
about. Oh, I'm about to go deeper.
He had like a flying thing he stood on.
Cobra Commander was like in charge, right? And Serpentor took him over. And Serpentor was made of the DNA of such greats as fucking... Who was the guy with the Mongols? Yeah, Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, and Sergeant Slaughter. That's right. Remember? Yeah. Remember? Got some of Sergeant Slaughter's DNA, mixed it up, made Serpentor, right? Who was just like Cobra Commander, except for he always said, "This I command." Yeah. Whereas Cobra Commander just hissed all the time. Was like, yeah, it was basically the same voice as Starscream, right?
Get him! Starscream. Awesome.
Yeah. Anyway. So, like, in G.I. Joe the movie, what happens is Serpentor is fine throughout the entire thing, right? But they go to find Cobra Law.
Yeah.
The mystical place, whatever. Cobra Commander has a pod explode in his face that turns him into a snake. And then that snake goes and helps G.I. Joe route out Cobra and Cobra Law. That's what happens. Serpentor is fine.
But don't they bring the house down on it at the end as they like run away? And...
Nobody dies in that entire movie. It stays in line with the show. Yeah. Nobody dies. There might be a coma.
Did you guys ever watch Mask?
Oh, yeah.
That was a cool show. I used to want one of those toys, but I never got one.
I had a toy. Oh, yeah. They sucked. You know why? That was a case of the show is great, the toy sucks. Because like... The figures were fucking, I'm not even lying. It was like an inch tall and the mask was like kind of big on the figures and you could switch the figures, but it fucking sucked, dude. And the vehicles weren't that cool either.
They were cool on the show.
No, on the show, everything was badass.
He had like, that IROC Camaro that the doors flew open and he could fly around with.
That's the one I had. Yep. That is the exact one that I had.
I think that's the one everybody had. Like if they had a mask, they had the IROC.
Yeah.
IROCs were cool.
Dude, you had GoBots, right?
I did have some
GoBots. GoBots are awesome, man.
Actually, you're one of my Scooter? Favorite toys.
Nah, I'm still making fun. Don't step on my shit, dude. GoBots. You had the lesser machine that meets the eye, dude.
But those it meets shit, the mouth. That shit held up. The toys held up. More than the Transformers. The Transformers fell apart like instantly.
You know what was crazy?
Like the doors would fall off.
You know, that's because the GoBots were like 2 inches tall, dude.
No, I had one that was like...
GoBots were made of a total of two moving parts.
Look at this. There's a feet that moves and a head. Just a foot.
It's like, look, if you turn it over, there's a face. That's how you know it's a robot. There's a face.
I remember watching GoBot cartoons and being like, fuck, I wish this was Transformers.
Do you know what was the best GoBot? Was Psykill.
Psykill.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Brent. Fucking nerds to the left and right.
I was a G.I. Joe fan, so.
G.I. Joe was the shit, man. It was the
shit. When I was a kid, though, I was all about the Batman animated series. So I had all the toys.
I didn't have all the toys, but I fucking every day I watched Batman animated series. And I think it's a little bit older.
It's hard for me to like take Batman serious when it's not Brent or Conroy. Like,
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, is the voice of him.
Yeah, just... Kevin Conroy.
Kevin Conroy, yeah. Like, Mark Hamill is the Joker. Like, anyone else is not the Joker if it's not Mark Hamill.
I grew up with Super Friends.
Yeah, that's
a
terrible cartoon. Especially when you look at, like, Justice League or Justice League Unlimited. Oh, my God. Dude, they went to a place Super Friends.
Whatever happened to the Wonder Twins? How come they're not a big part of this?
Because they were completely made up for the show and their powers are retarded. Form of water, shape of eagle.
So they're now always putting out a fire. They're always putting out a fucking fire.
Unless there's a fire and then they're water. Hey guys, I think I know something else we can do.
Wouldn't it kill you though if you like turned into water and then you like doused yourself over a burning building? Like, wouldn't that be the end of your Wonder Twin sister?
No, because the fire doesn't destroy the water. It just causes it to become a gas and form back up again in the atmosphere and come down in the form of rain. Well, would you
have to form of water vapor now?
When you think about it, they only became fire to up the stakes because fire can be snuffed out, right?
We're arguing the validity and logic of the Wonder Twins. And they had that monkey, too. Remember the monkey?
No, dude, I don't remember.
Green monkey.
I was actually never into Super Friends because by the time it was on when I was a kid, it looked so fucking old and like shitty. I was just like, I couldn't get into it.
I
like superheroes, so that's like really strange for me to say.
I always liked how in between, like they'll have like a scene of the Super Friends and then they'll go to another scene. They're like, meanwhile, in Gotham City, whoosh, that music that came on, and there's those light flashes.
Didn't they have like Adam West and Burt Ward do the voices of Batman and Robin in those cartoons? I think they did.
Dude, Selma Grundy would like fuck those kids up though. Like, if they ever got in a fight against Selma Grundy, he would just destroy them. They had like all the good villains, but like their heroes were just a crapshoot, you know? Like,
yeah. No, I agree.
Well, that's in a time
trivia about Solomon Grundy. Did you know he's born on a Monday?
Did you know he died on a Tuesday?
Got married on Wednesday?
Raised Gotham on Thursday. I don't know. That's going too deep. I just remember born on a Monday. Anyway. That Batman animated series was the shit. Like, and I've watched that as an adult with the kids a few times. Shit holds up. Like, it's not quite as good as it's not nearly as good as the really good superhero cartoons nowadays, but it still holds up for its time, which is amazing. Like,
that show's
pretty good.
I almost picked up a DVD at Walmart today. It was a DC one where it was just, I don't remember what it was called, the Face of Evil or something like that. And it was like all their top 20 villains of all time and like a little short film on each one of them, whatever. It was like $5. I almost got it, but then I was like, I'm never going to be able to watch this because my kids are always around and Amy would freak out. But I almost bought it because Deathstroke was on the cover. I thought that was kind of...
That's one of those things you just buy it and you keep it away from your kids.
But I never watch it. If my kids go to sleep, I go to sleep.
Just watch it with them anyway. I'm terrible with the superhero stuff. It's got superheroes. I'm like,
Do what was funny was
I'll watch it with them. I'll talk about it, but I still got just to play back. Still, fucking the only thing that I watched it, and I was like, oh, I really thought about turning it off. Is that Justice League War?
Yeah,
because I was just like, they're like swearing so much in this, and like Superman and Wonder Woman and fucking Aquaman and Batman should not be swearing, dude. They just shouldn't. That kind of pissed me off.
But. Well, I thought was interesting was I let my daughter watch The Incredible Hulk today for the first time. And afterwards, I was saying that before I came here, my wife was watching What to Expect When You're Expecting. I would rather her have watched The Hulk than watched What to Expect When Expecting. That was some wacky shit. It was PG-13. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is like some serious stuff. You know, there's like I wouldn't have my kids in here, dude, when this is going on.
Consider yourself lucky because my wife for a while was watching I Survived with the kids in the room.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Where it's like, boom, he took me and wrapped me up in duct tape. And then he told me, you're gonna suck this, or I'm going to make a new hole with it.
You know,
and
what?
I'm like, what are you fucking watching? Like, I had that conversation like 3 times. And her way of justifying it is like, they need to understand there's scary people in the world. I'm like, no, they don't. She's like 3 years old. She doesn't need to understand that.
I wasn't thinking about it before, and I would watch. I'd be flipping through the channels, like trying to relax after work on a Saturday or something like that. Flipping through the channels and nothing's on, and I finally come on like a weird, for some strange reason, there was some long sporting event that was on, like golf. They needed to eat up some time, so they started in with a episode of Law and Order or something like that. SVU, and it's the only thing on. So I'm like, screw it, you know.
Always on.
Right.
So always on.
I leave it on, and I sit back in my recliner, and I kick back, and I'm watching it. And my wife just stops what she's doing. She heard that noise. That thing.
Dun, 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 dun.
She goes, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm watching TV. I'm relaxing. She's like, you're not watching this. And I'm like, why? She's like, there's kids in the house. I'm like, they're too young to know what's going on. Because they were little at the time. She's like, I don't want this going on.
The kids can't be raised by Stabler. Like,
he's terrible. He's got his own dad show now. He's the dad now in a sitcom.
He's going to like just bust child molesters in that show too.
Whenever I see Stabler, I can't think of him as Stabler. I always see him in Oz.
Yep.
Do you guys? Always. I hear you too. Even Man of Steel, I'm still like, yeah, hey,
he was in Oz. Had they let him out?
Dude,
huh?
From Oz. They let him out. Yeah. I guess Superman will be busting him soon. You're talking about him busting molesters in the sitcom. Do you remember the very special episode of Different Strokes when they had
Deadly at the Bike Shop?
Yeah, the fucking boss from WKRP. I don't know the guy's name, but he'll always be the boss from WKRP to me. And yeah, he wants to take pictures of the kids naked. It was probably an important episode, but I like to laugh at
Deadly.
It anyway.
I just remember the guy's name, Deadly.
Deadly. Ruined the name Deadly forever.
Because Deadly Moore then, really like ran with it. And took it.
What about Dudley Do-Right?
Oh. Yeah. Okay, let's look at what Dudley Do-Right did after that episode. Let's see. He had a movie with Leslie Nielsen.
Brendan Fraser.
Fucking bad and bombed horribly.
Okay. Because
everybody saw a child molester.
I just got to put something out there. My wife and kids went and saw Peabody and Sherman.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, I want to know how this movie got greenlit.
I'll tell you how.
Wasn't it supposed to come out a long time ago?
And it has like failed in the box office.
I'll tell you how it got greenlit. It's older people. By older, I mean people in their 50s and up who are like, oh yeah, that show was around when I was a kid. We'll re-spin it. But like, we'll go. There's this mistaken impression that, what was that show that it was on? What was that show? Rocky and Bullwinkle.
What from Rocky and Bullwinkle? It was like
or Yogi Bear.
There's a mistaken thing that Rocky and Bullwinkle is a franchise, and it's not. And they never learned this
lesson.
There was
a time, like maybe in the mid to late 90s, if they had released that,
yeah,
it would have been a hipster thing to go see.
Well, no. Okay, if they had done it, maybe if they had done this cartoon in the 90s, it could have succeeded because the people who had it when they were kids would have gone to watch it. That shit was old as dirt when we were kids.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. It doesn't have the substance to be a movie on its own.
But furthermore, there was a Rocky and Bullwinkle live-action movie that they fucked up on in the 90s. It failed horribly. It had Dave Thomas, not founder of Wendy's, the other one.
There's been Rocky and Bullwinkle,
yep,
Boris and Natasha,
yep.
Dudley Do-Right. How has
Robert De Niro. Don't forget about Rocky. Yeah, the Robert De Niro one. Fucking terrible. Bomb.
How was Peabody and Sherman get greenlit after all of these terrible?
I just told you.
Like,
because people can't get through their school.
And
they want it to do well, and so they overlook the reality.
Hanna-Barbera
is still it's the same as that Lone Ranger thing. It was fucking stupid.
And it, right
stupid
now,
failed idea from the start.
Frozen has come and gone, really. I mean, it's still in the theaters, but it's kind of... And it's Twilight. there isn't really any other kids cartoon movies out right now.
No,
they're like, not. Hey, we
can actually put this in. Actually, I went and saw a Lego movie again today.
No, I've heard that was so good.
It was fun.
It's like a Justice League movie, right?
That's the Batman show.
Yeah, that's the only reason I was going to go see it was like me and my daughter were watching the commercials. My wife's like, oh, it looks so stupid. I'm like, fuck no, look at all the Justice League members there. Like,
it has all of the Justice League.
Yeah, I know.
The main Justice
League. I saw it on the fucking cartoon, and Batman talks a lot in it. And I'm like, sweetheart. And before I could even get out, she's like, Daddy, we're going on a Lego movie, right? Got Batman, Justice League, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, we are going.
We sure as hell are, honey. Get dressed. Honey, get your pants on.
It's the stupid misconception that if you take an old franchise, you can automatically just re-spin it and it'll still have juice and then you'll get fresh eyes. That doesn't always work if it hasn't continued to be around. Like Scooby-Doo never went away. Scooby-Doo never went away because you had the original one in the 60s and then they did some movies in the 70s and then they did like three Scooby or four different Scooby-Doos.
There's actually still in the 80s. New Scooby-Doo. Yeah. It's
and
live
in
action.
The 90s, and in the 90s they kept doing the movies and then they had the live action movies and now they do brand new cartoons for Cartoon Network, or at least they were. That's the thing. Scooby-Doo never went away. So if they're like, let's do something with Scooby-Doo, it's fine because it's got the older audience and it still has never stopped re-spinning it. But
they gave it the budget that it could pull.
Right.
They gave Peabody and Sherman way too much budget for.
Yeah, and like basically you're counting on grandparents taking their kids to the movies. That shit ain't happening. For the most part, I mean it'll happen occasionally, but like none of us in this room have this heartfelt thing for Rocky and Bullwinkle. You want to know why? Because we had a shitty Dave Thomas movie in the 90s. That was what we grew up with. That was our Rocky and Bullwinkle experience. My Rocky and Bullwinkle experience was like my dad and my uncle and my aunt gathering around to watching it, like talking about how great it was, and like me and my brother being like, Jesus Christ.
Now here's something we hope you'll really enjoy.
Yeah, it was the same. It was
change
that.
Fucking chance.
And that's not I
remember watching it every morning.
It's not an ageism thing, but the leap from the 60s cartoons to the 80s cartoons is fucking monumental. Like how retarded the 60s
are.
The 80s to the 2000s is just as bad, but that's the thing. They would sit there and watch H&R Puff and stuff. Like, same group of people I'm talking about. My aunt, my uncle, my dad. They would watch H&R Puff and stuff with, like, all the kids. And we're like, fuck, dude, when is this going to end?
Do you know which
most
one?
Most torturous shit ever.
Which one I'm always surprised that they never made a movie out of or tried to reboot as a TV show is Captain Kangaroo.
Well, that's
that was a hugely
that's
popular.
That's because it was one guy like who.
Yeah,
but it was sort of a Mr. Rogers sort of deal. Like, how do you do that as a movie?
They find how do you do anything as a movie? They find a way
do
to.
Do you think
screw
they're gonna
up.
Ever make the that Hanna-Barbera show where they like race their cars and shit?
Oh,
like,
with Penelope Pitstop and Dastardly whatever his name is. He was always.
Right?
You remember Pit? What was the name of that?
I don't know the name of that.
I don't know the.
It was
show
like
you're
it was continue.
About.
It was
really,
like every
like,
week it was a race.
Yeah, they'd like race their little cars like Mario Kart.
El Cabong
like,
would have his own car
and like the pink.
I mean,
cat,
I'm familiar with the characters. I just don't remember that.
Oh,
I remember.
I'm sorry.
That.
Yeah, I can't remember what.
Do you remember Jabberjaw?
Yeah, Jabberjaw.
This is another stupid cartoon. Like. They were like, okay, we're going to take a shark.
How dare you?
We're going to take a shark that walks around like on land and it's not a problem. And it's got Rodney Dangerfield's voice, essentially. It wasn't really Rodney Dangerfield. It was just somebody who decided he was going to steal
Robert Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield's fucking shtick. And so he's just like, ooh, I'm a shark. No respect, I tell you. No respect. And it was like
a little stooge in there, yeah.
Yeah, it was the dumbest thing ever. Or do you remember Mr. T's cartoon? See, I'm thinking Cartoon Express right now.
Where he's
all
the
Cartoon Express.
Where he's the chaperone for the gymnastics team.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that? Like, Mr. T, you know, you want to know how Mr. T rides, fool? I follow around some 15-year-old gymnasts. Don't judge me. I'm Mr. T.
I want to do what I want to know about that show, even when I was a kid and to this day.
Wacky you Races.
You saw what kind of dog that they had.
That was the name of the show?
That's the
it was like a pit bull, right?
Right, okay. So where in the world did they get a pit bull with long enough hair that they could shave it and have a mohawk on top of its head? That I was like, it doesn't that gold chains just roll off of him when he goes down to get a drink of water or something?
And also, like,
and he's wearing a denim vest with fringe.
And how many times do you really need to be told to like stay in school and stay off of drugs?
A lot. Apparently a lot.
Like 15 to 20 times an episode. I think they literally just recorded three sentences for Mr. T and then they were just like, all right, we got it. We're going to turn out 22 of these. That's the thing with those cartoons, dude. They only did like 20 at the most. Like, you know what I mean? There was no second season. I'm trying to think.
You know the best part of Hanna-Barbera is when they reworked everything into Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
You know what's funny about that? They had a long history of reworking shit long before that. Like, they had these sort of blobby things that were like, I can't remember what they were called, but they're these little gooey things, right? It started out in this cartoon.
Thundar.
What's that?
Thundar.
Yeah. They started out in that cartoon. They were in like four different cartoon series before Harvey Birdman ever existed. Like, they just kept spinning off those characters over and over again. Because they were popular, but not really popular enough to have their own show.
Remember they had that like that prehistoric rhinoceros that would shoot rocks out of its
throat? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And that flying thing. It was like a poor man's He-Man.
That's exactly what it was. And by the way, Hanna-Barbera cartoons are the fucking worst too, because those were the shittiest drawn, laziest like animated shit.
What's
like
the
He-Man would go running and he'd be running in place and they'd do the thing where they would like scroll the background around it and see the same tree instead of rocks like 15 times.
What was that cat who would always be like, who's this? Battle Stage cat. Left.
Oh, wait. Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
I thought we were talking He-Man for a second. I was like, Cat. Lionel.
I busted out on my wife the other day. Me and Araya were in front of her. She's like, where are you guys going? Come here. I'm like, Araya, stage left. So we took off. Oh.
Yeah, they had the worst short cartoons, too. Like, remember Dixie and Trixie?
Uh-huh.
Which are really, really fucked up names, right? Really fucked up names. They were little mice.
Sound like redneck hookers.
Exactly.
I'm going to do a Trixie on your Dixie.
Oh.
Hey.
You just ruined my childhood.
I had a feeling it didn't take much.
Netflix started it, you finished it. Netflix shoved it in and you like sprayed all over me. God damn. Anyway, cartoons, guys.
Yeah, I know. They're great.
How did we get off on cartoons? Are we talking about DuckTales? Is that?
Yeah, DuckTales. DuckTales. Ooh. What else was good? I remember.
I think
clearly,
we established nothing but G.I. Joe when we
were
kids.
I remember clearly on Sunday mornings, my grandparents would take us to church. And while we were waiting to go to church in the morning, those horrible Bullwinkle would be on.
That was Saturday morning. Not
in Vegas. It was Sunday. Bullwinkle would be on, and there'd be another crappy cartoon. I don't remember what it was, but it was the only thing on, so we would
Fractured Fairy Tales.
And so we would.
It was the same cartoon. Damn it!
We would sit and watch him waiting.
Now if that gets greenlit, fuck this shit.
That's what it basically did. That's what Dudley Do Right was. He was a Fractured Fairy Tale, wasn't he?
No, he was his own.
Now it's all sucks anyway.
What was great was after church and we'd get home and we would get we just had like a black and white TV with rabbit ears. So we would only get certain channels that we could get. Some of like the NBC we didn't get very clearly and some of the other ones, but we got all the crappy channels really good. And so
like CBC.
We would get to watch, we'd come home from church and we'd go into our
we get home from church, then we'd have to watch the church channel.
We would watch all of this professional wrestling. And none of it, like, big name. Like, all from, like, these little towns in Texas that would
I gotta tell you, I would almost watch it. Like, I'm not a professional wrestling fan, but if you were like, this is like professional wrestling that goes on like in small towns that doesn't have the steel cage, I'm kind of interested. Yeah,
it was good. It was good.
I would kind of like,
and it was like Texas, Oklahoma,
that, yeah,
places like that.
And I understand being a kid, that was probably awful, but as an adult,
no, it
was
awesome.
I could
kind
of get into that.
It was funny. It was so awesome that we didn't get to watch like Hulk Hogan, and we knew who they were, but we didn't get to watch them. But we knew all the names, like the like local yokel dudes, like the guy who works at 7-Eleven when he's not wrestling on the TV on the channel. You know? We all know their names and everything. And but the best was Kung Fu Theater came on after wrestling. It was so awesome. We still watch that all the time. And then
a smart block to put together too. I gotta say,
it was good. And on black and white TV, it made it even more special in a way. It was really, really cool. Oh,
the grandparents and the black and white TV always when we were kids, man. It's
the one that was like a piece of furniture.
We had one. It was a console in the living room. We had one. And on one side was a cabinet and then the TV. And it had speakers behind like these golden fabric-y, lacy covers. And then on the other side, you could slide the top over, and it was a record player and an 8-track player.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then, so you could hold your records over here, you play your radio and everything over here, and a TV in the middle. But in the place where we were allowed to watch TV, because that was my...
They always had a den, right?
Well, it was my grandparents
and their dens.
It wasn't really a den. They had a concrete patio out back and with a covered metal roof over it. And my grandpa went through and built a wall around it and made it into part of the house. And so it was, you knew you were outside though.
Yeah, my grandpa did a patio, and he eventually like covered it with plexiglass and dropped a hot tub in it. But it was like one of those portable hot tubs.
Oh, right.
Which, by the way, is still freaking great. If you're like if you're like in your early 20s and you're staying at your grandpa's house for a little while and he's in bed, you can just drop in the hot tub and smoke a joint. That's pretty fun, dude.
But they built permanent walls and put windows in, but you knew you were outside still because the aluminum siding from the back of the house was still visible on that wall. And there were windows because they were the windows going outside. So that's no longer outside. It's now the back TV room. So you have a window from the kitchen that opens up that would let fresh air in normally, but now just opened up into this other room and just hit people in the head all the time. And then there was the bathroom was back there. So you have a window in the bathroom that you can crank open to let the steam out. So now when you cranked open that window, you're in another room. but we used to have a black and white TV. It was like a 19-inch or something like that. We'd all sit around in a big pile trying to get real close to it and watch it. But it was fun.
I remember...
At my grandparents' house, we weren't allowed to go outside on Sundays either.
Why?
Because it's a Sabbath day. God rested, so should we.
So you were just hyper inside of the
house?
But
yeah, we were. We just scooped around. I remember one time, it was like we were so pent up. My sister was there with us, and we're sitting on the couch, and she did something that just pissed me off. And like you said, you're pent up. You don't have anywhere to release anything outside, playing around, you know, throwing the ball or playing basketball, or whatever. And I reached down, and she stood in front of me and did something, and then she bent over, and I reached down and pulled an upholstery tack out of the old couch, and must have sunk it a good inch into her ass, hard. That sounded really bad.
And I'm going to cut that up to sound worse.
Her ass cheek. But a good inch and a half in. And I remember
You're going all out there.
I remember me.
This shit's kind of got unexpectedly sexy.
Okay. I put it in and I realized what I had done immediately. I thought this is my sister. I shouldn't be doing this. So, before I freaked out, I just let go and pulled back a little bit to look down to see what I had done and left it in. But by the time I got my wits together and realized what I had done, I reached down and gently pulled it out the whole way. And she turned around and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I pulled it out. Don't tell Grandma or Grandpa." And it was really bad because it was all bloody when I pulled it out.
And did you put it back in?
I put it away so I could use it later.
Repeatedly.
That's how I'm an Uncle Daddy. But I just remember that it was horrible.
Your childhood stories are nefarious, man.
They're good.
Like pushing stuff into people, like showing your ass.
You guys, I don't know if I told you this one or not. I'll tell you. I was talking to my good friend Jeff that I grew up with. He lives in Oakland now, and we talk on the computer sometimes. And we were bringing up stories of what we would do, you know, what we thought were fun. And we had a lot of fun growing up. And we do some stupid shit that would never get us in trouble, really, but could, like, harm other people.
That's the best kind of stuff.
We had this friend, Jody, and he was a nice enough guy. He got me my first job when I was 15. He got me a job working at the minor league baseball park, and which was a real fun job. And but as we got older, he was the first one of us people that we all knew who got a car. He had like a Ford Bronco too, like a tiny, top-heavy, dangerous truck to drive because it could tip over at any time when you make a sharp turn. But we thought he was the coolest because he had a ride. And so, you know, we'd always invite him to go out and stuff like that so he could drive. But he was somebody who you could kind of talk into doing stuff. And so what we would do is we would go over to my friend Jeff's house because he lived on a major street. And we would park our friend's truck out there and we'd put the hood up like something was wrong with the truck. And then we would take and we'd wrap Jody like in a pair of long johns and a pair of sweatpants and a big pair of pants and like a t-shirt and a long sleeve t-shirt and a flannel shirt. And then we would put like a scarf around his neck and make him wear gloves. And then this is where it gets funny. And this will make, it'll scare you.
I think you might have told the story in the podcast, but go ahead. It's been a while.
Where we would take Vaseline and rub it on his wrist and everything. And we rub it on his neck and his ears real thick. For safety, because then we would go out to the street,
lighting his ass on fire.
We would go out to the street, and when we'd spray him down with hairspray, and we'd go out to the street, and when we saw a car driving up the street, we would time it, and we'd reach down and set him on fire and shove him out from behind his truck into the street, and then like see people like swerve and. It was so much fun. It was, and the fact that we never had to be the ones that got caught on fire, it was awesome. And then we started thinking about it. We were talking about it again the other day about how we use Vaseline as some kind of a protective layer. It's petroleum.
So make an extra burn in the spots you applied it to.
And my friend Jeff too. This is he was the king of hilarious. Like he'd do anything to make you laugh. And we would be in graphic arts class together. It was like a 4-hour class that we took at our high school. And so you'd be in there for a long time. You'd get bored or whatever. And so he would like, come over to you and start talking to you. And you'd just be talking to him. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, you know, this, that, and the other. Before you know it. While he's talking to you, he's reached down and undid his pants and pulled his testicles out and kind of hidden them under his shirt. And so then
he's reaching up on high shelves.
He would go Donald Sutherland style. So you'd be sitting in like a chair like this tall. He's standing next to you. And he'd walk out next to you. He'd be like, hey, do you like fruit? And he's like, yeah, I guess. He's like, I got peaches for sale. And he'd pull up his shirt and he'd show you his balls. Or the girls. I don't know how he got away with this. He had to know the girl that
she like would, no Law and Order SVU.
Right. He would have to know that she would not trip out super bad. But he would go
He'd
all the
do
time.
This by a test run with his balls.
But he would always do that with
he would find like quiet settings where he could show them their balls
there was this
first.
Guy, there was this
and then
guy,
slowly introduce it into
There's this guy, Adam, and I think this other kid's name was Seth, but I'm not sure. I don't remember his name, but a couple of times that he went up to them because they were kind of dicks, you know. And so he like
that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, that's it for this story. It's a very interesting choice because he would go up behind them and they're like bent over their table, like drawing real hard, trying to get their work done. You know, it was like an art class, so everybody was really into it. And he'd go right behind him and just slap him on the back with his cock, and just like. And you're like, holy shit, what was that? And he'd see him running away. It was so funny, so funny. We did so much stupid shit. We would go into the dark room because we had our own dark room in that class. And for some reason, they thought it was safe to trust that whole class. Every person got their own big metal gallon container of rubber cement because you're doing a lot of pasting and stuff like that. That's not what we did with it. We used to get fucked up. Hardcore on rubber cement. And I remember thinking, this is so messed up because we were just in class, you know, I never was good in school anyways. That's all we did was just get messed up in that class. And I remember thinking, crap, this is bad because now my mouth tastes like rubber cement and I feel like I'm spitting out rubber cement all the time. And one time we stole a jar of it, like a little jar that you put on your desk for with the brush on the end of the handle and everything that you can clothes on there, and me and my friend Jeff, we stole a bottle of it, and we had a 45-minute bus ride home. So we got on the bus, and we're sitting in the back seat, and we're taking turns. We're sitting down like we're asleep, you know, put our heads down, and we're passing the steam back and forth, and we're huffing on this rubber cement. And it got so bad that we didn't realize that we weren't holding it anymore, and I guess it like hit the floor and rolled all the way to the front of the bus, and somebody found it, said something about it, but we were just really fucked up. And I remember I didn't care. It was like acid almost, like how messed up you would get on this stuff. And I remember getting off the bus and my friend going, are you all right? Are you going to be okay? And I'm like, man, I am wasted. But I think I'm okay. Because we had like another half hour walk from our bus. So I got off the bus and I fell over on the floor, on the sidewalk, just on my side. I couldn't move. I was like, what's going on? Because I felt like my feet were missing off of my ankles, and I was just on nubs, and I couldn't stand up or anything like that. And
your body moves and contorts in strange and bizarre ways.
Oh, it was
horrible. You can actually see yourself doing these terrible things.
It was horrible.
I like the fear building reference.
We used to do some crazy, crazy shit. And I remember I got really big balls in high school because I was at school. I'd given up doing the rubber cement because that freaked me out. I didn't like the way I felt, and it was just too much. And I was like, you know, I don't like it. But I was still smoking pot. I was in high school. I mean, you're in high school. That's what you do.
So, That's what I did.
And so I was at school one day and having a really rough day. And I just kept thinking, okay, as soon as I get home, I'm going to roll a fat J. And I'm just going to go get baked and just kick back for the rest of the day and not do anything and just relax and play Street Fighter or something like that.
Yeah, Street Fighter sucked.
Oh, I love Street Fighter.
Street Fighter 2 was
Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition. That's the best. That's what I'm talking about.
Street Fighter was shitty. Shitty at best.
But so I'm having a really bad day at school, and then I get on the bus and I'm like, oh, 45 minutes and I'll be back in Northtown, and then 20 minutes from there I'll be at home, and I'm going to roll a big fat joint and everything.
To get high,
and so I get on the bus and I'm just like counting down. I'm watching the mile markers go by as I'm on the freeway. And I know I'm getting closer. I see this building. I know I'm getting closer. This building, that closer. I get off the bus. I'm like, yeah.
Countdown of Liquor Day.
So I get all the way back to my house. I go into my room.
I was going to drink some beer. I got high.
I was going to
show my balls too, but then I got high.
I went and got my special high.
Now I'm huffing rubber cement, and I know why.
I got that special Heidi space.
Because I got high. Because I'm high. Because I'm high.
Well, not yet. So I get my special box out, and I'm like, yeah. And I pull it out, and I grab the papers out. And I grab the bag out. And it's rolled up, you know, like people roll up their stuff. And so I grab the bag and I take it and I unroll it and something's off. And I'm like, what's wrong with this bag? Feels funny and all this kind of stuff. And I look down and my grandma had come over and found it. And took all of my pot, stomped on it, and threw it out in the grass in the backyard and went and got dead leaves from the trees, crumpled them all up and put them back in my bag and rolled them back up and put it in my box so that I come
home. That's dedication.
Hardcore. So then, this is how much balls I had. She was there. My parents weren't there. She was there.
And you were like, so... seen anything out of the norm today?
I said this. That's exactly what I said. And I to this day don't understand how much I had these balls to do this. But I was like, okay, I know what you did. I want to know where it's at. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, you know what I'm talking about. You went in my room and you found it and now it's gone. And I know that you know because you left dry leaves in a bag for me trying to be cute. I had a bad day. Where is it at? Don't know what you're talking about. So I got pissed off and I turned around, went back in my room and I was
do
like,
you know why you have the balls to do that?
Huh?
Because you got half.
I was like, okay, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to go grab my bowl and I'm going to scrape it. And I'm going to go grab my bong and I'm going to scrape. At the time, I had this beautiful 4-foot glass graphics, clear glass graphics bong. Beautiful. I think I paid
like this. Tell me she like replaced it with the tree branch.
No.
She like carved. I went
and I grabbed my piece from underneath my bed where I hid it, and I scraped it. And I had a little bit, but not enough that I think was going to do any damage for me. I was pretty pissed still. I was like, there's no way. So I said, I'm going to go. I could take my bong apart. It's like so I could get underneath and get everything out the base and out the stem and everything. It's like, I'm going to go scrape that out, and I'll have enough. So I go to my closet. Because I had like a robe hanging in the back of my closet. And then I had that behind there in the corner so you couldn't see anything. So I went and got it and I pulled the robe back. And in the bottom of my closet was a pile of glass. I was like, you're fucking kidding me. And I didn't even go out there. I just screamed like you would like in a TV show or something. Like, God! And my grandma came in and she's like, what? I was like, you are so horrible. And I just said, get out. She turned around and walked out. And I was like, sup, bitch. But that was horrible of me. She wasn't a bitch at all. She was a really, really nice lady.
I'm cleaning up all this glass because I got high.
And I can't get out.
My pot's in the grass because I got high.
And then one time we were sitting on our curb in front of my house. And we were smoking. And a cop drove by. It's like four of us sitting there smoking, and the cop drove by, and we're like, whew, he just drove by. Whew. Then he stopped, and he came back. And he's like, so, my friend threw the joint, like my neighbor's yard behind us. I'm going behind us, like he's right behind us, I'm showing you. And he's like, so, who's got the pot? And we're like, oh, we don't know what you're talking about. We don't smoke pot. He's like,
I'm going to guess Frank Zappa.
He goes, I saw you. I could smell it. It's obvious to me that you guys have been smoking. Who has it? Don't lie to me. And so my friend goes, I don't have anything. And he's like, I'm going to search you. Who am I going to find something on? And we're like, not me. I don't have anything. And my friend's like, not him. So then my friend's getting ready to get searched. He's like, maybe. It's like, oh, shit. And so then he's like, well, you don't just have this. You get like a roach or something, like a half of a spliff in his pocket. He's like, you don't just have this. That's not what you cop to. I mean, you have something. Where is it? He's like, I threw it in the yard. So he made him jump the wall and get it and come back, pour it out on the ground and stomp it all out. And then let us all go. I was like, that is kind of a dick move. That's how bad I was about it. I was like, even the cop could have arrested me. You're a dick. Because you made me get rid of it. That's horrible. At least take it and smoke it or something so I could have some kind of feel that something good was done with it. But I hated that. That was the worst. The cops really never mess with us much about that. We used to get away with a lot of shit.
Mr. T says, don't do drugs.
On that note.